It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has extended his stay-at-home order until April 26th. It was originally set to expire Saturday. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Polis spoke to Coloradans in a televised address Monday night. He said he shares the public's frustration with the economic havoc the isolation measures have caused.
But if the choice is between a temporary shutdown and a catastrophic loss of life, the choice is clear.
The governor said if people are diligent about staying home and slowing the spread of COVID-19, it may be possible to lift the order earlier.
And likewise, if Coloradans aren't staying at home and the numbers of dead and dying continue to pile up, could go longer.
The national stay-at-home order is set to expire a few days after Colorado's. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's social distancing efforts may be starting to slow the spread of coronavirus. The number of positive cases is currently doubling every 6 days, down from every 2 days at times last month. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
We've been starting to see this in the data, and this corresponds with what we've seen elsewhere in the world, that when these social distancing practices are put into place, that sometime after that, we start to see the number of new cases trend down, the number of deaths, hospitalizations, those kind of key measures.
CPR's John Daly. Colorado has reported more than 40 outbreaks of COVID-19 at residential and non-hospital health care facilities. Dr. Eric France with the State Health Department says the department is doing more visits to nursing homes and long-term care facilities.
In particular, looking at infection control and making sure that these facilities are learning and where they should be when it comes to their practices.
France says the state has also looked through records to find any facilities that have been flagged for infection and control violations over the last 3 years. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.